How y'all doing?
Good.
Yes, sir. Just going to year four, just trying to be more vocal, trying to help guys on little details, techniques and stuff, just little things like that. Yeah.
How hard is that when it's not your nature to be that vocal, outgoing guy, but you know you want to be the leader is required?
Yeah, I just got to get used to doing the uncomfortable things, like speaking up more. Like the other day, coach had me break down the huddle. I was a little uncomfortable. I'm getting more comfortable with it now. Nah, it wasn't on the front of my mind, but it started coming more natural. I'm getting more comfortable with it now. Yeah, for sure.
What's the mentality is Michael Pierce retired? And I know you started taking a lot of his snaps last year, but, you know, kind of filling that role to a degree.
Yeah, you know, Mike P was a great player, so I got a lot of big shoes to fill, but I'm just going to come out here, work my hardest, and try my best, for sure. Wait, you going to say that again?
You took over the pairing with Nnamdi passing downs. And last year, almost every snap you played, you had Nnamdi next. Can you talk about some of the synergies between the two of you?
Oh, yeah. Me and Beeks, off the field, we've like best friends. So we got that chemistry off the field. So I just try to play off him and just be out there having fun with him.
Travis, we know you played through it, but you got off to a really good start last year and you had that ankle injury
around
like week six, week seven.
Uh-huh.
How challenging was it? I mean, you were able to play through it, but did you feel like maybe that zap some of your upside as a player, maybe?
I'll say that my injury last year was frustrating, knowing what I could have done, but I put that behind me, just working forward to have the best year this year, for sure.
What do you think, what does the next step look like for you? I mean, you become a starter, you played a lot more. What's next for you in your mind?
For me this year, just being more consistent with the pass runs. You know, Beast most of the time was getting most of the slides, so I just got to win my one-on-ones this year. Mm-hmm. Say that again?
How did the end of last season land with you guys with Buffalo having as much success, you know, the short yardage and everything?
Yeah, you know, Buffalo, that's a great team. We just got, it's nothing they did, it's stuff we did. We just got to get better from that for the first game this year. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Physically, this offseason, have you gotten even stronger?
Yeah, I said I got stronger. I've been working out here the whole year, so I'm going to give a shout out to Kev, Ron, and them, and Scott, and the strength staff for taking care of me this year.
Is that something you thought any about, or have you had any discussions with the decision makers, the organization?
Yeah, no, that's the last thing on my mind. This year, I just want to put the best tape out there as possible, and whatever happens, happens.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Travis.
Thank you, y'all. You have a good one.